This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I will get to that in just a moment, but as always, you can listen to the show and any of our local shows on The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. So I stood up, I started watching, I was talking to a few different people, everybody confirmed the offense does not look great today, and then as they were relaying this information to me, I watched Shador miss a pretty wide open receiver on the far side there on an out route that I would classify as a basic NFL throw, and I'm pretty sure I just watched while talking Dylan Gabriel miss the same throw. Now, in fairness, the offense had its struggles yesterday. It is early in camp. There's no panicking, but these are things that you might want to hear. Let's go ahead and get to quick hits here.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
And to help us out with this segment, we got Jake Murren here. Jake, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you a swamp of a human being?
I'm going to go with an 8. That's I got good. Here a few hours before you did, Nick, and we're at an 8 right now.
I will tell you, I think I've taken a step back on the swampometer, right? We were... When I was walking around and pacing, because my kiddo Izzy is here today with a friend, when I was pacing around, I was very much, I mean, I'm talking about incredibly sweating. Since I've just sat down and been chill, and then I went for a little walk, got a little air, I'm better. So we're probably an 8 as well. But there was a time we were knocking on the door at 10, and it was not okay.
Yeah, once we get the wind flow, it's not too bad. It's just... the wind will blow, especially in this tent that we're in, I don't know, once every 15 minutes if we're lucky.
You know what's funny about all of this is my Nag Mama is 92 going on 93. This woman does not have central air. So this is her house every day in the summer. And she is fighting father time. I'm out here for like 4 hours and I'm like Fred Sanford, like Elizabeth, I'm coming. I can see the light. Go into the light. I think we've wasted a fair amount of this. But Bucks quarterback Baker Mayfield was on the New Heights podcast and was asked how the Browns can fix their quarterback issues.
How can we fix the quarterback situation in Cleveland? What is going on, Baker? The jersey is now a list of 25 people. Is it a curse? What, like, why can we not get this right? We draft you, the best quarterback in college history overall. What's going on? What's happening?
Listen, I plead the fifth, but I don't know. when I was healthy,
yeah,
I was starting to get pretty damn good there.
That's
but there you
that's
go.
Fair.
Not
that's
my
fair.
Problem anymore.
I can't be the only Browns fan who, when he said the phrase, not my problem anymore, it stung. Not that I was mad at him, but just it was a reminder of, yeah, I'm debating Joe Flacco versus Kenny Pickett versus two rookies. This stinks.
Yeah, I mean, he handled it as good as you think you could. Like, what was he supposed to say? Was he actually supposed to give a solid analysis on the Browns' four-man QB competition? No, instead he just said, hey, that's not my problem. I'm worried about what's going on in Tampa Bay, and that's the response you would expect from somebody like Baker Mayfield.
Actually a sign of, like, respect or maturity is that he didn't say play Shador. He could have trolled everyone by just naming somebody and then just dropping the bomb and leaving.
And he could have gone on the complete opposite spectrum of that too and just said, hey, that quarterback competition, man, it is brutal. All four guys, you have a wash guy, you have a guy who's no good and two rookies. Good luck, Cleveland. Instead, he said, hey, not my problem anymore.
So I think that might actually be what stings the most. It's not just the knowledge of you could have been the fix. It's also the idea of, oh, he's mature now. Next up.
Yeah, next up we go to Big Ten Media Days that continue this week. Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore made headlines yesterday when he said that there will be no more flag planting after last season's midfield brawl with Ohio State. Is this Michigan taking the high road, or do you respect this move by Sherrone Moore?
No, I you should have said that last year. You know what I mean?
It does come a year too late.
Yeah. I feel like if he was like the if last year he had been like the guys wanted to plant the flag and I said under no, we respect our rivals. There's a historical rivalry. We're not going to do that. I would have respected it. A year after you did it and started a damn near riot. No. You don't get to take the high road a year later. It's not how the high road works.
Yeah, now the game is in Michigan next season. Does Ohio State have a flag planting rule or ban in their organization? Like, can they go out there and plant the Ohio State flag on the M if they win next year at the Big House?
I'm not proud of this, but yeah, they should do that.
Yeah, I mean, they did it to us last year. Why not? But then everybody's going to say, oh, well, we beat you 4 years in a row. Congrats on this one win. Michigan's no good this year. Yeah, that's going to be the response.
They can say what they want. They still will have lost, right?
That's true. I mean, that's what they've done this year because we lost to them this year. We went on to win the national championship. You still hear Michigan players and coaches to this day saying, well, you didn't beat us last year.
Yeah, the Moore kid is a really nice football player. But it's like, okay, buddy, if we're going to start cheapening championships, I might want to – and my school was accused of gross levels of cheating. And again, you know me. I don't think the sign stealing was that big of a deal. I just would maybe pipe down on that about like, oh, they're not a real champion. And yet they didn't cheat.
All right. Omaha!
Josh Naylor's on the move again, Jake, after being traded to Seattle for their 13th and 16th ranked prospects, according to MLB.com. Slade Ciccone for a half season of Josh Naylor. Is this another trade win for Chernetti?
Yeah, I think it has to be. I don't know, obviously, like the in-depth details of these two pitchers that the Diamondbacks got in return for trading Josh Naylor, but Slade Ciccone is a proven commodity, at least this season. He's made a bunch of starts, and he's looked good on the mound for the Guardians. So you have to take that into consideration and think that you won that aspect of the trade. But then again, if Josh Naylor goes up to Seattle and just rakes for the Mariners and potentially gets into the wild card and gets deep into the postseason there, that it'll look good for them too.
So here's the thing. The 13th and 16th best prospects from the Mariners farm system, which some have as the best farm system in baseball, is better than I think Ciccone was the 13th best prospect in the Diamondbacks farm system. And that's before he came up in what I think was actually his rookie year, where he had like a 6 ERA. So the trade has aged incredibly well. But you people better be giving Chernetti full credit for this, because Slade Ciccone was thought of already as kind of trending towards the bust category, whereas the two young guys Seattle got, one of them might actually end up being a top 10 prospect for Arizona, just walking right in. Like this is, and not just that, Ciccone's really starting to give off Kluber vibes, just because he's a late bloomer, and all of a sudden he's got that. He's got kind of got that dog in him, as your generation says. Also, we should probably, if this is what you get for Josh Naylor, who's hitting almost 300 with some pop, probably can set sail on a big return for Carlos Santana.
Omaha!
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow kind of had another viral moment on Netflix's Quarterback, and perhaps a relatable one, too.
I don't like boats like that. If you go on a boat, you're committed. Like, you're there for hours. Like, I like a boat for, like, 45 minutes. But then after 45 minutes, I'm like, okay, like, I've seen it all. We're on the water. Like, I get it.
All right, Nick, is Burrow spot on about boat days?
No. I do not have the time or the money to be a boat guy. I like Joe Lowell, who used to work in 92.3 The Fan. Everybody knows and loves Joe, still does stuff. I still write stuff periodically. Joe had a boat, And I was always a little jealous of Joe's boat. He was also a single man. He didn't, at that point, have a family like your boy has. But, man, we talked about this. We went to Cabela's on our way to Michigan, and I was like, man, I would love to own a Michigan lake house on the Lake Michigan side, and I'd love to have just one of those pontoon boats just so I could go out in the middle of Lake Michigan with as much alcohol as I wanted and just drink and fish all day long. Have some tunes on. It is an incredible vibe. He is so wrong on that.
See, I'm actually on bro side on this one. I think you're out there for more than 30 minutes, and it's just more the same. You've already seen the sights. You're just on the water. We're sweating right now in this tent, Nick. It's just sweating on the boat, and I understand the fishing component. I'm not much of a fisher, so that doesn't appeal to me, but on a boat sweating and looking at the same thing, just there are better things you can be doing outdoors.
But if you're sweating, you just jump into the lake. That's the beauty of the bit. Mm. It's like, oh, hey, I got sweat in ungodly places. I think I'm going to jump into Lake Michigan. I think what I've uncovered is that Joe Burrow is so much more high maintenance than we realize.
That's a high maintenance take.
I am full of anxiousness and have to be doing something at every moment take. Mm. Like, that's a football coach's son take. God, I've known quite a few football coaches' sons. They always tend to be great guys. But they always tend to be a little uptight. Joe's a little too uptight for a boat. That means he is not welcome on the Wilson wagon when I finally get that lotto money to come in one of these days.
Omaha!
Hall of Gooder. Chase Utley was on the Pardon My Take podcast, and he was asked if he had his gold card on him. Now, this is the mythical card handed out by baseball to distinguish players and executives from baseball. Here's what Chase had to say.
Do you have your gold card on you?
I do.
Yes.
You do have it?
Yes.
Never used it.
You've never unclear. Used it?
Oh, I mean, what? Just kind of walk
that is really gold.
Oh, my God.
Look how gold that is.
It says, the commissioner of baseball, in appreciation of long, meritorious service, present this lifetime pass, Chase Utley and guest. That's awesome. Seriously? You've never used it?
Am I going to walk up to the guy that's just hired for that day and say, hey, here you go?
Yes.
I mean, look at me like, yeah. What the hell is this?
Yes.
This thing is solid.
How many guys do you think?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Don't like have never used it.
Who I would bet 95% of guys.
That's crazy to me.
Now, this is a cousin to the FOP card that a lot of athletes get that JP or my may not have. Haven't used it yet, but thinking about it, a lot. How often would you use a gold card?
So I would use it all the time, but I can't blame Chase Utley for this take because put yourself in his shoes. He's played in so many baseball games. What would he have in going to these games for free, just walking in with his gold card? But as a fan, as a media member, sure, I would be going all the time.
I mean, in fairness, I'm sure Chase knows enough guys and the few teams he played for that he can just call up and be like, hey, do you know so-and-so in Cleveland? Because I want to go to a game. I'm in Cleveland. I want to go to a ball game. At the same point, this to me would be this is better than like the black Amex card to which there's no limit, The idea that I could be in any town in America, walk up to the box office and go slide the gold card across and get two free tickets, that to me is the greatest thing in the world.
I am surprised, though, that he didn't, like, use it to his advantage and take other people, just flex that you had this gold card and just take as many people as you want to games.
That's a hell of a flex.
That's something that I'm surprised he hasn't used. But using it zero times, yeah, that would not be me.
He was almost too laid back about it. Like, almost ashamed of it. And I was like, dude, you got this because you're a distinguished player that played longer than eight seasons in the big leagues. Like, if anyone's earned this, it is you. I would flex it. I would pimp this like the biggest home run.
I would do the exact same thing. He was even unsure if he had it on him. He didn't know if he had it in his wallet. He had to do a little searching and then finally found it to show to the guys there.
Next up.
Omaha!
All right, this is a fun story here from USA Today where they ranked all 32 NFL quarterbacks based on aura. So something definitely on in my generation there, Nick.
Was this your generation writing this up, by the way?
It could have been. It very well could have been. So do you want to take a stab at the top five quarterbacks on this list?
Joe Burrow's got to be up there.
He's number one.
Okay, all right. Baker?
Baker is not in the top five.
Oh, all right. Maybe it's because he's new and he's maybe younger. Okay, Jaden Daniels?
Also not in the top five.
Oh, wow.
Jaden Daniels at number 11.
Lamar?
Lamar is number two, right behind Joe Burrow.
Okay, so we got Lamar. So I got one more guess, because I'm not going to wait here to guess all five. There's going to be one staring me right in the stinking face, and I'm not going to get it. So I'm not even going to try. Give me the top five.
Jalen Hurts is number three.
Oh.
Number four is kind of a weird one. CJ Stroud?
Okay.
I
almost guessed him, but then I was like, I don't know his aura points.
And then number five, I think they just kind of gave it to Patrick Mahomes just because how good he is. They're like, yeah, we'll give Mahomes number five.
He doesn't. Okay. I say this as a man with zero aura points, as my kids would say. And if my Izzy is listening to this on the way home, she is mortified that I even said that. Tough kid. I've got the microphone. You don't. However, Patrick Mahomes has zero aura points.
Yeah.
Like, the only aura points he had is he's won a bunch of Super Bowls. But if, like, you listen, he's not. He doesn't sound cool. He does have cool hair. I'm a little jealous of that.
But he cut the hair.
But he cut the hair. Yeah. He's like a typical. He's a typical Midwest dad. Like, with love and respect, your only aura is you're insanely good. Same with Tom Brady. Mm. There's no aura points there. It's kind of a weird knob.
Now, do these two surprise you? Joe Flacco listed at number 24 on the list out of 32.
Oh, they need to up that. That man's got some aura points.
Yeah. And then the 32nd quarterback, Russell Wilson.
Oh, that's fair, but also kind of mean. So Todd in Kirtland says he's gone to a game with a gold card. Todd, walk us through this because this sounds like my heaven.
Yeah, it was. I was at a trade show for work in Anaheim, and I asked the people there, anybody want to go to the game? And this guy was like, yeah, I'll go. And I was like, I'll get tickets. He's like, I got this gold card. I didn't know it existed. So he showed me. I think his was signed by the assistant commissioner. I don't remember exactly, but I asked him how he got it. He wouldn't tell me. He said he did a favor for somebody. That's as far as he went into it. But
that sounds like a
cleaner. Yeah, we went to it was, I don't know what it was, and he was very tight-lipped. But anyways, so we get to Anaheim, and kind of like Chase Utley was saying, like 15 people looked at it like we had and looked at us like we had five heads because they didn't know what it was. Finally, some higher up came down and they took us in and they put us like 10 rows behind home plate and said, have a good game. But it was awesome. Yeah.
Todd, thanks for sharing, buddy. We appreciate you. I mean, You had to like hide a body. You gotta understand how hard these gold cards are to get. Like they are, like I mentioned the mythical black Amex, of which like 20 people are alleged to have it in the world. It's not quite that, but like to get it so I think the prerequisites are you have had to have played either eight or more seasons and had a distinguished career in baseball, or You've had to have been exact with 25 plus years experience in baseball or more and have a distinguished career. So whomever he got it from, unless it was the assistant commissioner and he helped bury a body for the assistant commissioner, which might be fair, you really had to have danced with the devil to go ahead and get that from somebody.
Man, I would feel so out of place at a ball game going with a card or like sitting in that seat knowing you got into that ballpark with one of those gold cards.
Not me.
You would just embrace it?
I'd feel like a king. I do, but okay, there's a part of me, Lance Reisland and I were talking about this earlier, there's a part of me that believes in act like you've been there before, And I have gotten into so many things in my life that I have no business getting into because I actually act like I'm supposed to be there. And then it's like, well, he's a big guy. Maybe he should be here. Mm. Like, I get the benefit of the doubt because I also look like an adult, even though I'm clearly a man child. So I'm right there. I would pimp walk into any stadium with that gold card. And that is Quick Hits. Lance Reisland's going to be joining us when we get back. How did the offense look today? What stood out in practice in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.